Kathy Mulvey and her husband moved across town 17 years ago to their home near South Shore Beach and a killer view of Lake Michigan.
There's always something going on the lake. You know, we see the ferry coming and going, and we see the Dennis Sullivan out for its sails. The yacht club has its races, and the kids learn to sail out here, and that's always fun.
As for bird watching,
this is the flyway, so all the migrating ducks and birds, all kinds of birds, come and go here all year. It's really fun to keep track of them.
Mulvey is a civically engaged person. She helped get the farmers market going, and beforehand, the South Shore Park Watch. At first, its members kept watch of shore erosion because the breakwater had deteriorated.
When we first started the Park Watch, the water was very high, and the spring storms, early 90s, washed out the bike path and everything else down along there. And so this immediately became a big concern. And as we worked at it, then we discovered all the issues with water quality.
Mulvey shows me on a map where stormwater roars down the steep slope from the street to South Shore Yacht Club. The beach is nestled beyond its docks.
This is the area we're talking about. This is Iron Street and this is Knox Street. They go down into the parking area.
The park group planted a rain garden next to the asphalt lot, hoping to capture some of the stormwater's pollutants.
We wanted to put it right there, but they said it would just wash away. But we wanted to get right where the water was leaving the parking lot and entering the lake.
Even though the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District installed an additional system nearer the beach, Mulvey says,
within a year or two, the trench filled up and nobody ever cleaned it out. So one of the things that the Park Watch wants to do is to get MMSD and the state and the county back together to clean out that ramp and refurbish the rain garden.
Meanwhile, she says discussions are underway between Milwaukee County and the South Shore Yacht Club.
They're talking about pervious materials. They're talking about swales. They're talking about correcting the tilt so that it doesn't all flow right into the lake.
Mulvey remains focused on what her group can do, raise money for more rain gardens, but she admits to frustration. It took 9 years of nudging and prodding to repair the breakwater. While a handful of kids frolic in the water, Cheryl Nunn tells me it's going to take more than impervious pavement and rain gardens to improve its quality. Nunn works with the group Milwaukee Riverkeeper. It routinely monitors the water.
And the problem is we have old pipes, you know, and we have a lot of old sewage pipes that are put into the same trenches as the stormwater pipes. And as someone could imagine, you know, you have a crack in the old stormwater pipe and a crack in an old sewage pipe, you start getting cross-mixing. And then, you know, that sometimes that human waste is finding its way, you know, into the lake and into the rivers via these stormwater pipes.
Nunn says the good news is the community knows how to fix plumbing. Sandra McClellan with the UWM School of Freshwater Sciences agrees. The scientist pinpoints genetic markers in stormwater so researchers can decipher what to fix first.
We've monitored and we've done research to almost prove, yes, this is when we see the bacteria go from the outfall and it impacts the beach. And this is how much we see run off the parking lot. So we've been able to be much more quantitative about these sources.
She says, unfortunately for South Shore Beach, there are multiple sources. However, one solution may be to move the beach about 100 yards south so it's no longer located inside the breakwater.
For 10 years, we've done this paired testing, the existing beach and then a site further down. And just 150 meters down the shoreline, water quality is 10 times better.
Where the wall ends, water is free to ebb and flow more naturally. Milwaukee County has gingerly dipped its toe into the idea of moving the beach. McClellan says what the community would have to come to terms with is the sticker shock. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.